Ways to keep your sex life interesting. Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. Alrighty, pardon my stuffy nose and never-ending, ish thing that is going on. I think I'm pushing myself so hard my body's not getting the chance to heal, so I'm going to do some self-care after this. But for now, we're going to talk about ways to keep our sex life interesting. And my favorite thing, I'm not going to be like, do this, this, and this. Well, I'll give a few examples, but I'm not going to hold hands, and I'm not going to, you know, if you ever reached out to me and said, hey, how do I make this more of an interesting thing? Like you said X, and I kind of want Y. And it's like, well, if you already know what you want, then make it your own. And that's going to be the basis of the story for today's podcast. Before I go into that, I was lazy yesterday and didn't mark it in my calendar, and forgot to do a podcast yesterday, so I apologize. This is definitely a learning journey on lots of doing self-care and making sure that I'm keeping up with all the different things that require lots of attention. So thank you for being here and listening and sharing and being interested in this topic. Nobody wants to ever talk to me about it, so at least, at least if I talk to myself, then maybe other people will be more than willing to open up and have the conversation. So, making our sex life interesting. I recently was watching the Netflix series called Sex Explained, and something in this series actually infuriated me because it's very fascinating, not in a good way. So fascinating is probably not the right word, but how media and social media and such like play on people's fears and quote unquote fantasies, because in order to make like a healthy or not even healthy, in order to make a storyline that they feel people will be interested in. So the part of porn, and how they choose what their storyline is going to be in the pornography movie is rather they chose to do a scene that was playing off of other people's fears, and then that this has somehow like, if you're fearful of this now is should be a fantasy, and just the twisted plot that is that the messages that we're receiving from media that we don't actually are not giving permission and don't actually know we're receiving is rather infuriating for me. There was a white male sitting on a couch, and you know, you guys can watch this and have your own perspective on it. Totally respect it. But the male was like acting as if he was shy and embarrassed or whatever. And then the white wife walks into the living room with a black, quote unquote, larger male, according to the explanation of the narrator from Sex Explained. And this whole point in this scene was that the black male was overcharging or taking charge of the situation, and you know, the poor little weak white guy, and I just felt like, why is that a story? Why are they playing on race and playing on fears and playing on all the other like negative things that we have in our society to create a movie? Like, when people are watching these kind of media, they're doing it for a fantasy place. And if that is a fantasy of someone's, you're a consenting adult. If that's what you want your wife to, you want to experience watching that or whatever, that's on you. You're an adult. As long as there's all consenting adults in the situation, zero judgment. That is not the if that is an actual fantasy, that is not a problem. The problem is when media sits there and says, you have to have this as a fantasy, or what's wrong with you? And it puts these negative things in people's heads about what fantasies are supposed to be like. And this goes all the way back to early hundreds of, 1800s, 1900s, I think it was. I'd have to go back and watch that episode, but about books and how the books play on fantasies of like rape and stuff like that. And I'll put a disclaimer in the show notes, but that is like, it did that become a fantasy because it was part of the books? There's just so many questions on how media really plays into our sex life. And so this is something the reason why I'm sharing this is because this is what you see in media, what you read in books, and what you have is for imagination may not be healthy, or something you actually want. It might just be a message you received unknowingly, and it became part of your actual, subconscious mindset rather than just, reading a book for fun or watching a TV show for fun. And so this is important where, self-control, oh Lord, don't mind the children. Self-control is really important. So in order to bring more excitement to, your sex life, do something along the lines of creating your own story and what you want to experience and talking to your partner about it beforehand. Easier ways to do that before you even go into what the storyline is, especially if you've never had some sort of kink related conversation with your partner, start with date night cards. There's these date night cards that I can sell there's different questions in the game. And it's like the female will do something and then the male will do something. They are not necessarily gender fluid, but you can make them gender fluid by taking out the ones that don't suit your wants or needs. And picking one a day, doing one in the morning before going to work, to spending 5 minutes with each other doing that before work. And that will leave such a taste in each other's mouths until you come home. Wearing something like a piece of lingerie underneath a dress for work or something and showing your partner or sending, sexy or conservative pictures to your partner in such a way that will allow for excitement but not giving away the entire boat. Our bodies as individual, like male, female, cis, transgender, whatever you identify as, the body itself is there's so many places you can go see a naked body. So seeing an entirely naked body isn't actually the excitement. The excitement is hiding it in the chase, almost in a very positive way, not in a codependent, negative, narcissistic way, but in a positive way. Like the chase is exciting for people. It creates that storyline. It allows you to get imaginative and allows you to really dive deep into, what if this happens or what if that happens? And it just gets like, it can make it so much more exciting than just like coming home. Everyone says this is so monotonous. We just come home, get naked, have sex, and go to bed, and there's really no fun to it. And so when you're watching a TV show or you're listening to a commercial or something of sorts where it's some sort of media, fashion of media, sit back and think about the story they're telling you versus the story you're receiving. So there's always an underlying message and like everything you could possibly read or listen to. When it comes to people that are media that is trying to sell you something or keep you enticed to buy more and such. But there's no underlying message here. My message is to have fun. And my gift to you is empowerment to take charge of your sex life and do what you want with it. Recently I've realized my gift is the gift of empowerment. I love to empower other people to take charge, be in control, and do the things that they want to do and live the life they want to live and not by default. So I'm going to end there. I hope I gave enough tips, thoughts, you know, things to think about. Please send me comments, likes, subscribe, share, do all the things, and I will chat with you more in the future. Have a good day. Bye.